This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A Denver restaurant group will start requiring proof of vaccinations for its employees and diners. Bonanno Concepts has 10 restaurants in Denver and nearly 375 workers. Jessica Kinney works HR at Bonanno. She says there are some concerns about rolling out this policy, but
we're going to be more appealing to those people that want to work in a safe environment, because that's also one of the reasons people cite for not coming back to work. And so if we can get those people on board, then in the long run, this won't just be safer for our guests and staff, but might actually get more people in the door.
Kinney says the vaccine mandates for the restaurants will take effect at the end of September. Attorney General Phil Weiser says Colorado's red flag gun law isn't being used enough, and he wants to change that. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
In its first year as state law, a report found 100 petitions were filed in courts requesting that someone's firearms be removed from their home because they were at risk for violence or suicide. Weiser says that number is too low given the threats out there of gun violence.
We're now looking at this question of how to get the word out, both to get the word out to law enforcement as well as to the public, because we need the public to know about this, to ask for these petitions, which we know can save lives.
The vast majority of people filing successful petitions were law enforcement officers, the report found. The law also allows family members to request someone turn over their guns. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado State University is joining the University of Colorado and all of Aurora campus in Denver in asking students and staff to mask up indoors. About a half dozen colleges and universities around the state have reinstated mask requirements in places where there is high community spread of COVID-19. This is CPR and KRCC. The high in Denver today will be 90 degrees, in Fort Collins, 88.